USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With its global scope and staying power, the coronavirus outbreak poses unprecedented challenges for charities and nonprofit groups that rely on donations. The American Red Cross faces a severe blood shortage due to the cancellation of nearly 2,700 blood drives. The Girl Scouts annual cookie sale, vital to the group's finances, has been disrupted by top-level pleas to halt in-person sales. And 21-member coalition of major nonprofits are pleading with Congress to allocate $60 billion so charities can keep their staff on the job and ramp up assistance programs. The CEO of one of the groups, Brian Gallagher of United Way Worldwide, has worked with the charity since 1981, engaging its response to the 9/11 attacks, Ebola threat, Hurricane Katrina, and other disasters. He said the COVID-19 outbreak has no parallel, as if it's a natural disaster hitting in slow motion in every country on Earth. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is parting ways with Boeing. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Boeing has confirmed that Nikki Haley has resigned from its board of directors after serving on the board for less than a year. Haley reportedly stepping down in opposition to the company's request for government aid as a result of the virus. Boeing had earlier this week said it was going to seek $60 billion in federal assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, the Republican from North Carolina, is asking for an ethics review after coming under criticism for selling off as much as $1.7 million in stocks just before the market dropped in February as government officials began to issue stark warnings about the effects of the coronavirus. Several of the stocks were in companies that own hotels. There is no indication that Burr, who was not running for re-election, had inside information as he sold each stock. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Open road truckers are having to change the way they do business with the coronavirus. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
U.S. safety regulators are suspending the rules that limit daily driving hours for truck drivers moving emergency supplies such as medical equipment, hand sanitizers, and food in response to the nationwide Chinese coronavirus outbreak. Truckers, though, are running into problems such as restaurants not being open, and some guys are even running out of gas along the interstate. Ed Zimmerman is an over-the-road truck driver, and he tells Fox News there's plenty of food out there.
The biggest thing right now is the fact that the reason stores are out is because people are buying abnormally. They're stocking up. They're hoarding it. There's plenty of food in the supply chain. It just takes time to get from the plant to the warehouse to the grocery store. And when people buy extra and hoard it up, that puts an abnormal stress on the chain.
A 90-year-old woman who contracted coronavirus at Life Care Center Senior Care Facility in Seattle has fully recovered. Life Care Center experienced a massive spread of the virus in mid-February. According to a CDC investigation, 62% of the roughly 130 elderly residents became infected, and more than a quarter of those have died. Geneva Wood, however, is now a beacon of hope for the thousands of Americans with the virus and the millions more fearing it, as health officials have said elderly people and those with chronic medical problems are especially vulnerable to the disease. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.